Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, we're rolling tape. I want to say thank you to everybody listening out there, because now it's time, rain and shine. Because if you're in Florida, it rains on one side of the street and shines on the other. So we don't say rain or shine. We say rain and shine. Keep the balls at the beach. And guess what? I'm in. And I got somebody here that I want to say hello to you. I've heard some of the smoothest, best music that I've heard in quite a while. And I want to say thank you so much. And I met a young lady who has a book that I'm going to be putting on the website to let everybody know, it gets better with time. You know, the biggest thing going on right now in the United States of America is everybody trying to get down somewhere here in Florida, below St. Petersburg, Tampa, and try to do some of the cleanup. And we're going to make sure that that happens. It's been devastated, but the veterans have stepped up to the plate. They're coming out. Later on, I'm going to be giving you a place to call FEMA so that you, if you're interested in coming down and making anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 a day, and they're going to pay for your food and your transportation. Come on, go to work so we can clean this stuff up as fast as we can. We support veterans, too. We appreciate what they're doing. His name is Harold. He's one of those artists that came in the game a little bit later than some of the 12 years olds. Oh, excuse me. His name is Roger. His name is Roger Hill. Where did I get Harold from? Other Harold. Okay. Harold Chicken and Waffles. He's the wrong one. He's not here. I got Roger here. He's sitting here. He's got music he's sending into the studio. I want him to say hello to everybody and welcome Tampa St. Pete to his music. Roger, take it over.
Hello, everyone. This is Roger Hill. Go by the artist name of Roger Hill Music. I have some great music that's out right now. A new single that's called Come Back to Me. It's sweeping the nation all across the country. Everyone can follow me at Roger Hill Music on all social media platforms, and you can download, stream my music on all digital platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, you name it. I look forward to talking with you again. Just want to introduce myself to everyone and let you know that the music is definitely going to be gracing your radio airs very soon, possibly I think today. So you're gonna like that. You're gonna love that smooth sound. You know that la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 da. Come back to me. Stay tuned.
Well, you heard it first right here. You can't get it nowhere better than that. Fresh. Not even on the record yet. It's off the voice of the man who's creating it. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And I'm going to tell all the veterans in the military, please, y'all need to get smooth. We got the book coming behind that. It ain't over yet. Keith, the boss of the beach, telling you how good it is, and it's good for you and good to you. With this new technology, we have realized that there's a lot more ways to reach out to reach people. And all of us who've been in radio for many, many, many years have depended on the radio. But we now have a new vehicle that will now promote the radio. And that is ontheairtoday.com. It is a network put together for the sole purpose of taking care of other radio stations, other TV stations, other people who want to say, I need to reach out to the rest of the world. And guess what? They can do it now. Between social media and websites and the towers and the satellites, there's a lot of ways to reach out to the best in music, the best in talk,
the best in everything that we do. We do it because we love it, and it's a part of what we do. I got a little bit more to talk about. I'm working on a good number in our area to take care of Camp Lejeune. There are a lot more problems with what happened before 88 than they're ever talking about. But you and I both know that a lot of people are dead and gone, and hopefully their families will benefit from what happened. Now that we know that it was carcinogens, stuff in the water, all in the dirt, everybody got hit, whether you want to admit it or not. So we're grateful in this great country that we reach back and pick up those who do what they do. And let's try to fix some of the problems that we now know existed, even in the old days. That's the greatness of this country. And we appreciate it. And we want to say thank you to all of those who are helping us to try to figure out what we can do to help get people funds from Camp Lejeune. Now, the fact that we are in Florida, the West Coast has been devastated, so everything is changing a little bit. We got to focus a little bit more on Florida right now, but we're taking care of our veterans who come through this information that came through on the devastation that happened years and years and years ago with Camp Lejeune. A lot of people have moved on, and they're beginning to see the advertisement on television. And I've gotten several calls from people saying, can you get me current information about really what's going on with they're trying to settle out Camp Lejeune. It is a quagmire. People are dead. It's the family members who are calling up. So it's leaving a little bit to be desired. But we're here to help. Keith, the boss of the beach, and of course, this is Voice for Veterans. And everybody else, too. We got the Veterans Nation. Veterans around the world, Barrier with Dignity, and many, many others. And of course, we do this all over again with WVET Latin. Hey there! I hear him talking to me. I'll be quiet and let him go ahead and talk. Life got real good over the weekend, and I'll be talking more about it. But we're going to get a number to give out for Camp Lejeune, and then I'm going to get right back with you, and we're going to talk extensively about what we all can do to help everything south of St. Pete, starting at Fort Myers, all the way down to Naples. They have a problem. As I looked at the information today, I think we got over 100 dead that they have found. So it's a lot more that's got to be done. And FEMA has put up a page. You can go online right now and just put in devastation, how do I help? Devastation, how do I help? Hurricane, Fort Myers, Florida, and it'll take care of everything all the way down to Naples. Please, if you can help, register. Everybody's had a break. Come on in. Spend a few days. Take care of the families that you can take care of. And by the grace of God, we will get this thing cleared up sooner than later. So I want everybody to take a break. I'm going to be right back. And we're going to play some special smooth music. Be right back.
Tell me where you are. Tell me where you are. Ooh, just say where you are. Cause tonight's the night for love. You're never too far. Walk with me. Joy of laughter is what I see. I remember those times we had. Love would never end. Ooh. Emotions running, love on high. Dream of passion. I lie. Where did love go? That I don't know. Baby, can't you see? Come back to me. Ooh, just say where you are. Cause tonight's the night for love. You're never too far. Love will be the same. Tonight's the night for love that would never change. there's a cool breeze of love that's gone. So what am I to do? Come back to me, to say where you are. Cause tonight's the night for love, you're never too far. Love will be the same, but tonight's the night for love that will never change.
I will climb the highest mountains for your love,
just for you to be here with me.
There's nothing that can stand up in our way. This is more than just a dream. Come back to me,
ooh, just say where you are. Cause tonight's the night for love. You're never too far.
Baby, won't you come back to me?
Love will be the same.
Will be the same.
But tonight's the night for love that will never change.
Will never change.
Ooh, just say where you are. Cause tonight's the night for love. You're never too far.
We'll never change.
Well, hello, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm back with you live right here. And guess what? We're still talking about the devastation that happened in Florida. But before we go to that whole story, we've been working on getting a phone number for those who in Florida can call on the Camp Lejeune problem. Electric Lady the Angel is looking at me right now, talking about she's going to chop me down like a tree. But I got Daisy Brown from Washington, D.C. on the phone, who's been a supporter and working with the veterans, and want her to say hello. Daisy, please hello. Say hello.
Hello. I'm so glad to hear from you. I know about all that's going on down there, but I know that God's in charge, so.
Yes, indeed. Thank
hang
you, Daisy.
In there. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome.
That's important. All right, now. As you've been moving around, I know you've had some time to do more with your veteran group and what you've been accomplishing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I am with the American Legion's auxiliary here in Baltimore, Post 285. I belong to the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 451, and I belong to TRIA, the Enlisted Association. A part of TRIA is the Senior Citizens League, which I was appointed secretary in 2019. Well, very recently, as of September, I am now the legislative liaison for the Senior Citizens League.
Oh, Daisy, that's an honor.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, now any of our older veterans, no matter where they are in the country, if they have a concern, you know, they can call, text you, call you, send information, and over a period of time, you will have that information put in a place where you can take it to somebody who will really listen.
Well, that's true, because that's what we do. We are lobbyists for the seniors, especially the Social Security and the COLR situation. We stay on top of that, and we send out surveys. We have surveys that are on our website that we encourage our seniors to visit and take the survey, because the survey is what helps us to take numbers to Congress when we're trying to push something through. You know, that's our tool that works for us in helping us to let them know that it's not just something we've come up with overnight in a dream.
Okay.
You know, but it's just to let them know that we have our listeners behind us and people are supporting our efforts as well.
That's very important. Is there a number or a website you want to give out right now that we can now log in, put it on our website, and let people know that this is an ongoing challenge for them to
find
an old veteran who needs help and bring us information?
The website is www.seniorsleague.org. That's www.seniorsleague.org. And of course, it's Seniors League, one word, no separation.
Okay. Well, you heard it right here, seniorleagues.org. For all of those who are listening who know that they can get help, not just for veterans, it's for anyone.
Any senior,
wherever you are, please go to the website, check it out, take the survey, put your name in to be helped. Put your name in for somebody else. Put their name in for them. But get them
survey it. The survey is just so important, you know, and helping us to get these things passed. And, you know, there's going to be an increase in Social Security payments next year. They're going to be a reduction in the Schedule B of the Medicare. So there's things that are coming down the pike, but we once again need you all to come rally. It doesn't have to be you. You might not be a senior, but you have someone in your family, a loved one, a friend who is a senior, and it applies to them. And we also are accepting membership. It does not cost anything to join. All you need to do is go on the website. There's a application there. There's also a section where you can make a donation. But the application, you join, and we keep you abreast of what's happening via newsletters and so forth. And it doesn't cost you not one dime, but at least you're in the know.
Wow, I really appreciate that, Daisy. Thank you so much for what you do to support the veterans. Thank you so much for what you do as one of those liaisons that spent many years out there supporting veterans and the military. We know your background.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate everything that you have done. And I know you're up there where you are, but every piece of information you gave us is made for all of these people down here devastated in Florida. We got a bunch of old senior citizens who need just what you talked about.
Thank you so much. I pray that something that I've said will help someone and that, you know, they will be inspired to join us. The website tells you all about us. It individually, we have our web on the website. We have our resumes. You can see who's who. You can see what who has done what. It's all there for you. So please join us. Check out our website. And Keith, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
no, Daisy, thank you.
Well, we're here for you guys.
I know you are, and we appreciate it. You go ahead and get on with the rest of your day. I'm trying to get to the airport, and I'm on the way.
All right. Well, safe travels to you.
I'll call you when I get down, and I'll send you pictures when I'm standing in the middle of all that devastation.
Oh, I'm so glad that
we got to go do our help, too.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again for the time.
Thank you so much, Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're going to go back down to where we're talking about here in the local area. And that means who's doing what, where, how to help those devastated from Tampa, St. Pete area. And what I'm hearing is there's still a lot of debris all over Tampa, St. Pete, everywhere. Yes, we are concentrating on taking care of those from Fort Myers down. Yes, we are cleaning up Sarasota right now. So it's a lot of work being done, but it's not enough. We don't want this to be around for a year or two or 3 years like they did Katrina. We want this out, okay? We got people coming from the season. The snowbirds are here, and we want them to help clean up. But guess what? We got a lot of people coming to help for them. And if you got one of them old broken down boats, I'll take another one. I'll gladly take another one. Give me one of those boats and we'll fix it up and give it to some veterans and have old folks, veterans, they riding on boats all over Florida. We appreciate everything everybody's doing. I need to know what, hold on 1 second. No, I need to know what song.
What song you want
to sing? I'm talking to my man to get some music down here. Which one?
Come Back to Me.
There we go. We got it. Tim, as you look through there, find Come Back to Me and let that be the music. He said he just sent it to you, so it's already there. Make sure we let him know it's Roger Hill music. It's one of his new ones. Okay. I'm looking at this thing, and I've been watching it for about a week on this problem they're having with Camp Lejeune. And I've had several veterans call me. In fact, one lady called me, and her husband has recently passed. But he had an old claim in, and now she's looking for help to figure out how to activate that claim and get her in front of the right people. Because he said, and the cancer that he had was noted that it came from that area. But it's been a few years ago, so he's gone, and she's okay with her life. And when the TV hit, she said, where do I go? She called me. And I told her, give me a week. I would dig out a local number that we can call, and we'll vet it first to make sure it's not one of those scammers, but to find out who can do this and help her with the Camp Lejeune situation. We want to be grateful at all times with the goodness that has bestowed us in paradise. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we live in paradise. We have sunshine, palm trees, beautiful women, handsome men, everybody hangs out in paradise. And all of our veterans are there. We have a very, very, very large military and veteran community in the Tampa Bay area because for the last 21 years, the Gulf War was fought out of Tampa. The Gulf War was fought out of Tampa, the Air Force Base. We know what it means. And more veterans are staying when they get out of the military. When the military get out, they're just staying in the Tampa area. This is the way they did after World War II. All of those people that came back from Japan just basically stayed in California, which made San Diego huge and San Francisco huge. And we're getting ready to go through the same growth that's going on right there in the Tampa Bay area. So everything from Sarasota to Zephyr Hills is getting ready to fill up. So we want to expand the services that can be done to support those new veterans coming in with the new families and the new kids. We're going to make it happen. And we do it always through conversation and music. Music is the healing part of life. And more people are becoming aware of it. All of us in music have always known the healing part of life, and we appreciate it. So now, we're going to play a little bit more, and one of the things that we did, and we'll end the show with that today again, let's do a little bit more of Try to Help Your Brother. Don't have to play it all, but that's one I wrote. And I remember now when I wrote it, and it makes more sense. Right now is the time to try to help your brother. Everybody. Because I'm here and been there, and I've been talking to people all over the country, as well as our local people. And guess what? They're having devastations, not only in Florida. There are floods in other cities. But we're going to take care of our own, so we're better equipped to take care of those who come behind us. I want to say that that's good. Good for you, good to you, good with you, and good with you too. I'm going to thank everybody, of course, at the National Black Radio Hall of Fame for my induction. I want to thank everybody down there in St. Pete, Tampa, who spend their days and nights working toward the betterment of life. I found something out, and I'm going to repeat it. It's going to be on the radio. The true electricity comes from the heart. Yes, the heart. Some of us have been shocked, and some of us are waiting on the shock. But I'm grounded. So whatever the shock comes, hopefully it'll hold. Booyah. We got away with that one. I don't know how long, but it's working. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to thank you. I want to thank my guests who came on the air today. There's some good music out here. And there's a new generation of kids and new generation of grown folks. We're going to have to lean on their music just like we did. The big deal was when I grew up, the hot records came along and went. But one stayed, James Brown, Black and I'm Proud. So now that I know what that means, all of us are proud. You don't have to be black to be proud. But I'm going to stand up for my Buffalo Soldiers who stood with me at the Super Bowl in Tampa. And I want to say thank you to my Buffalo Soldiers down there. Thank you for the Buffalo Soldiers everywhere. And a special thank you for the Buffalo Soldiers right there in the Tampa St. Pete area. They do a good job representing what veterans stand for, black or white. Because you got to remember, it was Teddy Roosevelt. When he went to do his battle, he went with the Buffalo Soldiers. With all the military he had, he took the Buffalo Soldiers. So we're going to make sure that everybody gets it. It's easy. It's fun. And it is, you can say from this day on, we support vets too. Thank you for your service, but we support vets too. 96.7 FM, on the air, .today. WVET, Vibes Radio 1, and Big Boss Entertainment. All of us now say, we support vets too. Many blessings. And I'm going to say it again. Thank you. We'll take care of Florida and everybody else who needs it, especially for the veterans. Over and out with a shout.
Feels like I'm drowning now. Feels like the waves are crashing down, and no one can even see me. I'm lost out in the crowd, and who can I go to? When the memories of war is too hard, well, who can I go to? When I'm lost out in the dark, can somebody save? The hills. I know with its grace that I am healed. And even when the roads get tough.
Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us. Who say we support veterans too? News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.